You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today a year ago, the 23rd of March, 2020, early on, as you know, in the days of this pandemic, when maybe not all of us understood how much trouble we were going to be in, public health-wise, mental health-wise, certainly, and economic health-wise as well. And we begin today of last year because we mark two milestones on this Tuesday. First of all, the stock market low of the pandemic. It's been basically straight up since then. Yes, I know, not the economy. Thank you. We offer that just as a marker. Also, a year ago today, the Federal Reserve said it was going to step in and start buying up corporate bonds. That was and is a big deal, the Fed getting into corporate debt. They did it because the market for that debt had just frozen, and the Fed was helping those companies borrow at lower rates, which can be conducive to business. And borrow they did. Corporate debt hit records in 2020, but with the rising interest news of late, as we have been telling you, corporate debt's been getting a little bit more expensive. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
Investors think about corporate bonds kind of like how they think about government bonds. If you're going to lock up my money for years, you better pay me enough interest to make it worth my while.
They want to be earning a rate of return that is higher than expected inflation.
That's Winnie Caesar at Wells Fargo. She says many investors expect inflation to pick up this year. People are likely to spend more, and that spending could drive up prices, not just for regular consumers, but for companies too.
It could be that a company's cost of labor is increasing. It could be that a company's cost of just raw materials and commodities is increasing.
Those expectations are causing corporate bond yields to rise. But there are also signs of an improving economy, says Kathy Jones, chief fixed income strategist at Charles Schwab, which underwrites this program. Jones says corporate borrowing costs are historically low, and even though they're currently rising,
that shouldn't be an impediment to them investing and continuing to grow the business.
The concern, says Stephen Davidoff Solomon at UC Berkeley, is if rates continue to grow into next year or the following. If rates get too high, he says,
companies won't be able to borrow as much to fund projects. Investment will slow because investment becomes more costly.
Fed Chair Jay Powell said today, although he expects prices to creep up this year, he doesn't think that will have a big or lasting impact on overall inflation. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
As Justin was saying, and just because you will read and or hear about it elsewhere, Fed Chair Jay Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen were up on Capitol Hill today, virtually, of course. The TLDR on that one, too long, didn't read, is that Powell, as Justin said, is still not worried about inflation, and that Yellen gave a vague wave toward tax increases, perhaps being in the offing. The biggest takeaway, honestly, the IT people at the Treasury Department really got to do something about the secretary's home Zoom setup. It's not great, I'm telling you. All right, so get a load of this. The housing market might finally be slowing down. We learned this morning sales of new homes were off last month, down 18% from January, pending, of course, the usual revisions. And that comes on the heels of yesterday's news that fewer existing homes sold as well. None of that, however, is for lack of demand. Analysts say there just aren't enough houses, new or old, for sale. And we've told you about the lumber shortage that's slowing down building and driving up prices. But, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, wood is not the only thing that builders are having a tough time getting their hands on.
In normal times, Juan David Ortiz could fill an order for a new fridge or dishwasher in 15 to 30 days. He's CEO of Woodcox Appliances in Miami.
But nowadays, we're looking about 90 days as a minimum.
Even longer if customers want a special size or black instead of stainless steel.
I have customers waiting for over 6 months on a product that has not yet arrived.
Chalk it up to supply disruptions due to COVID and more demand, also due to COVID. Stuck-at-home improvers aren't the only ones waiting. A recent survey by the National Association of Home Builders found that nearly 90% of builders had trouble getting appliances for their new homes. The group's CEO, Jerry Howard, says that's slowing down construction and sales.
You can't finish the house and get a certificate of occupancy until not only are all the appliances installed, but they have to be inspected for safety and workability.
And it's not just appliances. Economist Allie Wolf with research firm Zonda says there are shortages of lumber, windows, and more.
whether it's cabinets, whether it's doors, whether it's handles. All of these different components are harder to get a hold of and becoming increasingly more expensive.
And builders are passing those costs on to you. Wolf says 98% of those Zonda surveys have raised their prices this month because with all the demand for houses, they can. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.